Welcome to Divorce Explained, the podcast where we answer your questions and navigate the process of divorce together. Sharing real stories and personal experiences, this is your guide through it all. With your hosts, family law specialist Steve Benmore and divorce lawyer and strategist Leanne Townsend.
So for the benefit of our followers, today's subject is the relationship between social media and divorce. And like Leanne said, we didn't really even know what social media was about two decades ago. And not only do we know what it is now, now it is part and parcel of our lives. And even if you yourself are not on social media, you're not on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook or TikTok, even if you're not on it yourself, your spouse might be on it, your children might be on it, and information about you might be on it. And so therefore, when it comes to separation and divorce, one's behavior, one's employment, one's reputation is all subjects of separation and divorce, whether you're in mediation, you're in negotiation, you're in arbitration, or you're in litigation. Any information at all pertaining to the spouse slash parent in divorce is information that is going to be looked at, and you have to assume it will be looked at. And so therefore, this IG Live is all about how to protect your reputation, your image, your credibility, your responsibility, your ethics, as it might be demonstrated in social media. And so we have one of Ontario's preeminent social media characters on this IG Live. We've got Leanne Townsend, who is all too well aware of the use and the importance and the reach of social media. And so I really hold a candle to Leanne, and I'm actually more interested in hearing from Leanne's perspective about the role of social media in the life of a divorcing spouse.
Yeah. I mean, first off, I think that when people are going through separation and divorce, they really should keep the details of that off of social media. You know, you see situations where one party or the other post something about their ex or post something about what's going on. And I understand why people want to do that. I understand sometimes you're going through something frustrating and upsetting and you want to share it. You want to get support from other people, or perhaps you want to just share it to help somebody else who might be out there going through the same thing. And so I totally get why people want to share. And there's also an emphasis, you know, nowadays that when you've gone through a traumatic experience, you know, a lot of people use social media to share that and to, again, to help people and to empower themselves and empower other people. And so I totally get that. But when you're in the throes of separation and divorce is not the time to do that. And there's a number of reasons for that. I mean, one is that anything you post could be used in a proceeding in court. And judges are generally still pretty old school when it comes to things like social media, and they don't view people posting about their separation or divorce or their spouse very favorably on social media. It's not viewed as something that people should be doing, and it's not viewed as child friendly. So for example, you know, say I had a client who was in an abusive relationship, genuinely abusive, and they wanted to post on social media about how abusive their ex had been to them. So they're posting something that's true, you know, because if we look at our defamation laws and whatnot, a defense to defamation is that what you're speaking is the truth, though it could be true that this person's abusive. However, a family court might look at it and say, well, you're posting about your children's other parent. And, you know, is that, how does that make your children feel? Are parents of their friends or parents of other kids at school going to see your post? Are they going to bring it up, you know, to your child at school? Is there going to be gossip about your child and your family that could be harmful to your child and be emotionally, you know, damaging to them? And so these are things that are, these are reasons why I think a court or a judge does not view people posting things about their ex very favorably on social media, despite, you know, the desire sometimes people have to do it. So rule number one, I say, is just to keep it off of social media. There's no reason to be posting, especially when you're in the throes of it, maybe down the road when things are settled. If you want to do that, I think you always need to be mindful of the effect it may have on your children before you go and do it. But certainly not while you're in the throes. And a second reason why I recommend that you don't do it while you're in the midst of separation and divorce is it could be aggravating to the other side. So maybe you're trying to come to a settlement, you're trying to work something out. And so why would you want to go and do something that's going to inflame the other party and cause them to even less want to come to some sort of settlement with you? That's just a bad strategy overall, to throw a to throw a match to a fire, or throw, you know, gasoline on a fire. It just makes no sense. So from that standpoint, that's also a good reason why people shouldn't post things on social media when they're in the midst of separation and divorce.
And so I've seen too many cases in the last 10 years of people actually putting into their affidavits information that they gleaned from either their spouse's social media posts or from friends of theirs, where the spouses themselves have a mutual friend, and that mutual friend collected information from the ex-spouse or from one of the spouses. And so this is now being included. And so you've got to be extremely careful. So one of the things that I've posted on my website, if you go to Helpful Links, is the social media do's and don'ts. So for those of you that are at all going through separation and divorce, or have friends that are going through separation and divorce, I commend you to check out my social media do's and don'ts on my website under Helpful Links. And what you'll find there is some of the really necessary steps one should take. So by way of example, you know, a lot of spouses, when they're together, they, one another knows their passwords. And so the very first thing that one should do is they should change their passwords on all of their devices and on all of their social media accounts, so that the account itself is no longer a shared or accessible by the other spouse. That's number one. Number two is make sure that any of the devices that might have had information on it, and oftentimes, you know, when we adults finish using our tablet because we got a new tablet, we give our tablet to our children. Well, that tablet might have information on it that ends up in the hands of your ex-spouse, which you do not want. And there's been no shortage of litigation on whether the child's device belongs to one parent versus the other one, and therefore the data on it. So, but bringing it back to social media, just as Leanne said, social media is a treasure trove of data. And beyond and above what Leanne just mentioned, I have seen cases where it's not even so much the post itself, it's the time of the post, it's the date of the post. So by way of example, a father could be fighting to have visitation with their child, and they finally got Saturdays from 12 to 5. But in the middle of the time that they're with the child, they're now posting that they're doing something with a friend. Where's the child at the exact same time that they have to be, that they're in this social media video with another friend? Not to mention the very timing of it, the frequency of it, the amount of it, can all be very much challenging to the sort of imagery that you want to create. And, you know, less is more is one of the best rules to follow here. The ideal advice is to have no social media presence while you're going through divorce, because you just don't know how something could be used against you, twisted, misused, misinterpreted. That's number one. But if you cannot go full throttle and eliminate social media at all from your life, then most definitely reduce it and be sterile. Unfriend the people that your spouse is friends with. That's really important, because you might not have, you might not think you're supposed to sing your activity, but your mutual friend is sharing screenshots of your activity with your ex-spouse, who is then going to share it with their lawyer and so on and so forth. So be particularly careful about passwords, accessibility, content, frequency, timing of social media posts. These are all very, very important things. And may I go one step further and suggest that even if you follow all of that advice, there still may be very damaging information out there that is not really you, but somebody is creating the imagery that it's you. And so therefore, you should be tracking this online by looking for any markers that would indicate that it seems to be you. And if it is, certainly try to rule it out. There's no shortage of cases where some ex-spouses have manufactured appearances of their ex-spouse on social media and then said, look what he's doing, look what she's doing. It's not actually them, but the judge doesn't know. Is it them, is it not them? And it could be used against you no different than it was used against Taylor Swift in the recent deep fakes that she had to experience.
Yeah, great advice. And I know you have a plane to catch, so I think we should wrap up on that note.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Divorce Explained. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to head on over to Instagram and follow at Steve Benmore and at Leanne Townsend Life for more. And if you're looking for specific divorce services, you can visit benmore.com and leannetownsend.ca. We hope today's episode made you feel informed and inspired as you move along through your divorce journey. Tune in next week for Divorce Explained.